With the coal economy in decline, many Appalachian communities are looking to an old occupation for new jobs, farming. Advocates say agriculture is a growth area for the region, even in the pandemic economy, and they're finding new ways to lower costs and increase production. Liam Nehemiah looks at the new promise in Appalachian agriculture.
You gonna make a pie out of it? Yeah.
A line of blue and yellow pop-up tents stand along the North Fork of the Kentucky River during a sunny September weekend. And Valerie Horn is doing her part to keep the Letcher County Farmers Market rolling.
Hi, Jacob. You need a tent, don't you? I'm good. How are you?
Horn's the chair of this market in eastern Kentucky, and she says she expects sales to top $100,000 this year, even with the pandemic. That's a significant leap from when the market started.
Maybe going back as early as 2014, we're probably like $5,000 in recorded sales at the markets, and we might have four or five vendors.
And that growth also comes in ways that make food more accessible here. A program started in 2015 called Pharmacy, with an F, lets people buy produce here through a doctor's prescription. The market also accepts food assistance benefits as payment and helps serve nearly 700,000 meals to regional families this summer through a federal feeding program.
I definitely see agriculture as being a part of that for the money that it brings to the folks who are working directly with it, the support personnel that build it up, and then for the message that it sends and the community that it grows.
As the region's coal industry continues to decline, advocates say agriculture is at least a part of the answer to keeping people here with a purpose. But supporting agriculture in the region through farmers markets or otherwise takes a lot of people power and financial support. Many farmers markets positions are funded at least partially through grants or supported by civic organizations. In West Virginia, Fritz Bettner runs the Turn Row Appalachian Farm Collective. It's a food hub that aggregates produce from small farmers to sell to larger markets.
So right now you have five people doing the job of 10 right now. Like literally, that's what we have.
Turn Row's sales skyrocketed during the pandemic as more people became interested in local food, with the specter of COVID-19 exposure in grocery stores. But he, too, relies on grant funding to make things work.
If I had a sales team of three people, like I don't even need that many, like three, to cover like central Appalachia.
Yet while some agriculture efforts struggle to expand, one company is bringing in millions for a different vision of Appalachian agriculture. The company App Harvest has attracted more than $150 million in venture capital funding. They're opening this fall a greenhouse in Moorhead, Kentucky, the size of nearly 50 football fields. App Harvest CEO Jonathan Webb says their project is trying to bring as much investment to central Appalachia as possible.
And there's a lot of skeptics, not only in the region, but around the country and around the world, of people who question, is this possible in agriculture? And I think for all of us, we have to demand, yes, it is not only possible, but this is what has to happen.
Jason Brashear hopes App Harvest can inspire others to see things differently.
The next thing you know, somebody signs up for an NRCS high tunnel, they put in a hydroponic system, and they're growing tomatoes that then they can sell at the farmer's market.
He's been a lifelong ag educator and East Kentucky farmer, and currently works at Hindman Settlement School in Knott County. Brashear says people have long grown food for themselves or others in Appalachia. The next step is making those farms grow jobs as well. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.